And we continue our series with the transformative project led by Vision Atlantic, an initiative that is looking to build 142 new housing units and expansion of the YMCA and new child care development center. This is part of our series. We have been running for this $84 million project, and fundraising still continues right now for the expansion of the Initiative Valley Family YMCA and the 300-capacity child care development center. Joining us is Vision Atlantic President Christina Bateman and Vision Atlantic Vice President Nick Hunt, who's also the fundraising campaign co-chair for this initiative that is, construction is going to start soon. We'll hear from Christina about that here in a moment. Nick, let's talk about fundraising, and there's still a ways to go. Where are we at? And talk about the path forward here.
We're at $23.8 million raised so far in dollars and pledges, which is fantastic, considering we're a town of 6,800 or so. So this is a goal. This is a great start. We do have a final goal of $39 million, which sounds, a large amount of money. It is, but we do have a path forward. We continue to get contributions from individuals and from businesses. And we do have other foundations and government agencies that we're talking to. So the immediate goal, however, is to raise $30 million by the end of this year in order to secure the Lakin Foundation grant of $8.6 million. So it's Lakin Foundation gave us a challenge. And they said, yeah, we'll give you $8.6 million, but you have to be at this point in timeline, you have to be 80% funded by 12/31/25. So we're at $23.8 million right now, so we have, $6.2 million left to go before the end of the year, and we do have a path forward, like I said. But individuals can sure contact us if they need information, want to make a pledge, or write a check, whatever. We do have a good committee that is soliciting and has names that they're calling, and so we're following up on those at the present time, individuals that we've contacted.
Nick, let's go back, and this is quite a project,
yeah,
a huge project, and talk about what this will do for the community.
Oh, wow. Tom, this is really the biggest thing that's ever happened to Atlantic, and it's needed so badly. We all know that we have a fabulous YMCA, but if it's your business or my business, if you don't continue to make improvements, things go downhill. And we, I'll just talk about the why for a second. We surveyed individuals in the community and studied what people wanted. Number one thing was the splash pad. Okay, we got the splash pad done. But the other things that we looked at, a place for senior citizens to go, children need something to do while their parents are exercising. So we have, we call it the Children's Museum, but it's an educational room. We have rooms that will open up and be available for people to use. The Y gets booked up for birthday parties and other activities, and that Y gets used so much, and it's really the heart of the community. And people need that socialization. So it really benefits the whole community. And our membership extends over, how many counties? I mean, we have 40-some counties, is that right? We have memberships in 40-some counties, if you can believe that. So we're quite a draw, and we need to just upgrade like you would any business.
The housing part of it is funded. And this funding right now is for the expansion of the Initiative Valley Family YMCA and the Child Development Center. And then a lot of people, they like to pinpoint, where they want to put their money. But this all is tied together.
Well, you're exactly right, Tom. People say, well, we need jobs. Well, yeah, you're right. We always need jobs, but people work from home now. Yeah. And it's amazing how many people just want a nice home to live in. Plus, the first thing on their mind is childcare. I mean, it's so critical to get young families in here that need childcare. And that is top of mind. It really is for young families to need that childcare. The next thing they need is recreation and a place to go to hang out, and the kids need to swim. And boy, if you go to the Y after school, my gosh, everybody should go just to see the flood of kids that are able to walk down from Washington grade school, walk down from the middle school. They don't have to cross a single street. It's safe. It's secure. And, of course, Dan Haynes has an excellent staff at the Y. I mean, it all fits together. It all fits together. People need to realize it. And when people question, my immediate response is, okay, what's plan B? Because plan B would be to let this community go downhill. And we're not ready to do that. We're looking ahead. Vision. We had the vision. So that's what we're looking at.
Well, speaking of housing, and let's talk about the construction project. Christina Bateman, the president of Vision Atlantic, tell us about what we're going to see here soon.
Yeah, things are going to get real exciting here pretty quick. Construction on some of the new homes is going to begin next Tuesday, right after Labor Day. So I think that's going to be a real exciting time. There'll be one contractor that starts first, followed by the other three here pretty quick after that. So, you know, there'll be two right on Olive Street, two duplexes that start first. And then if you go over the hill, if you go around Redwood Drive and go up to 19th Street by the nursing homes, you can get a real good view of the whole piece of land looking west. And I'd encourage everyone to do that. You'll be able to see all the other units going up, but real exciting time. They did pave another section of road the other day and are going to pave again this week if the weather looks good. And so we're getting real close to just seeing a lot of change on that piece of land. And it's just an exciting time, and encourage everyone to drive by and watch the progress that happens here over the next couple months, because things are going to look real neat and real exciting. So,
anything else to add?
Well, I'd just like to say we have a good committee, but we could always use more helpers, either to serve on a committee or to help fundraise. There's plenty of opportunity to get involved. So contact. So there's so many people. Bob Sharp, Dave Chase, Christina, myself, Deb Schuler, she's working hard. Phil Haskell's working hard. I mean, there's so many people that I can name that are working hard. So we can always use, and get involved. You know, people need to get involved. This is a great thing for Atlantic.
I would just add one thing on the construction end with regarding the child development center specifically. Kind of have heard some comments, you know, like always, people asking what's going on. And just to update you on the construction of that, the construction documents are 100% complete on the Child Development Center as well as the YMCA. What we're kind of waiting on now is, you know, we've been working with the USDA on securing some gap financing because our pledges are coming in over 3 to 5 years. We've got a gap there. And so we've been working with them. And of course, you know, working with the government is, you know, it always takes a little bit longer. So, but we're making progress there. And once we can secure that gap financing, construction will begin on the Child Development Center. So it's not that nothing's happening, just stuff is happening behind the scenes, not on site right now with regards to that project, but we're getting closer. So
very good. Christina Bateman joining us, Vision Atlantic President. Nick Hunt, Vision Atlantic Vice President with us, also co-chair of the fundraising committee. And this will wrap up our series for this week of the Vision Atlantic Transformative Project, an $84 million project, and fundraising does continue.